Earlier this summer, members of the girls' soccer team DC Blast traveled halfway around the world to South Africa. 16-year-old Molly Broom and 10 of her teammates spent 2 weeks meeting with local girls to coach them in their soccer game and to discuss the difficulties of living in a country where the HIV/AIDS epidemic prevails.
The main part was we had a 5-day camp in Port Elizabeth, and there were about 11 girls, so there's the same amount of South African girls as there were us. That way we got to become really close with them. And we learned with them about HIV and AIDS, but most of the stuff that we were learning we had already learned in school and stuff, so it was a lot of us trying to help them speak out and say what they thought and process the information.
Anna Rosman, also 16, discussed the culture shock she experienced when driving out of Cape Town and into the townships where the poverty of the continent is more apparent.
When we first got there, we were in Cape Town, which is pretty much like a European city, so we were all just kind of like, this is not what I expected Africa to look like, and it was beautiful, but once we started driving into the townships, I remember I was taking a nap in the van, and I woke up, and all of a sudden it went from high-rise buildings to just nothing. It was just like tin shacks, and that was the first time I had actually seen a township, and that was shocking.
Rosman spoke of the difficulty in seeing the economic and racial divides in the South African communities.
It was just so hard because it's hard to see it because I felt like their government had so many problems and still does, and it's such a fresh, like apartheid is so fresh there that I feel like it's almost like these people are being forced to live there, and this is kind of what their parents did and what their grandparents did, and it's kind of the cycle that I feel like they're put in.
Coach Ian Oliver arranged the program for the girls through Grassroots Soccer, an organization that uses soccer to instruct African children about the difficulties of HIV/AIDS. Broom discussed the importance of using education to empower individuals as opposed to other types of more short-term aid.
And they have such high HIV and AIDS rates. And while we have a really high rate here in Washington, D.C., in Africa they don't have education programs in many of the places. And while, you know, we could give them monetary aid, giving them educational aid, I feel like, is a better solution because it's not just, here's this, but it helps them change their lives so that they'll live longer. And so the fact that you can do that through such a simple education program, it seems like the best way to help out in the world.
During their trip, they hoped that their openness and willingness to discuss difficult issues would influence the South African girls they met.
I think some of the girls, you can really see that by the end of the week, they're talking more, and not just in the games, but like at lunch and interacting with girls more. But it's, women in South Africa are kind of like second-class citizens, and so it's kind of, it's difficult for them to speak up, and I think they're scared of being wrong, and I think they're taught to be quiet.
Broom and Rosman both agree that the experience has shaped the way they think about Africa and the rest of the world.
The entire time we were in Africa, or South Africa, everybody would be like, you know, when you come back to Africa, or, you know, now Africa's in your blood, and you're going to want to come back really badly. And so I realized that I was talking to my mom about, you know, what colleges have good African studies programs, and so I think that'd be really interesting. Also, I really want to do fundraisers here to get them money so we can help the programs continue. Just now, not even waiting till I can get a job and go help there.
Though the girls originally went with the intention of influencing and inspiring the young girls of South Africa, they found that they had come home with an irreplaceable experience. Andrew Payton, VOA News.